tablet 3. Abraham is tested by the Lord. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Genesis 22, verses 9 to 12. God was testing Abraham to see how detached he was. God demanded him to sacrifice his son, whom he had received in old age from him. Abraham proved that he understood the realities behind this universe with complete detachment. He realized that God had given him the child, and now he wanted him back. A child is not the parent's, but God's. So, with complete surrendering, Abraham was ready to give up Isaac. That is why Abraham is the symbol of being surrendered to the Lord's will, and that is how he passed the test. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, said the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis 22, verses 14 to 18. God was very pleased with Abraham to see that he was so detached and obedient. He was ready to sacrifice his only son. There is a footnote there. We can see here that it says that Isaac was the only son of Abraham. Of course, we know that this is not true, as Abraham also had Ishmael from Hagar. The Quran says that the son that God commanded to be sacrificed was Ishmael. The truth is that God commanded Abraham, to sacrifice both. This, of course, has been changed in the Bible by those who tried hard to exclude Ishmael and promote Isaac. This is corrected in the Quran, and Ishmael is also included in this event. He was ready to sacrifice his only son, left at home for God's sake and demand. That was a great sign of being surrendered and ready to sacrifice all for his will. That is why God was so pleased that he gave Abraham an unconditional blessing and promise, with no covenant necessary this time. God blessed him with the highest blessing by saying, In blessing I will bless thee. God would multiply his seed numerously, and his seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. In Abraham's offspring, all the nations of the earth would be blessed, with no condition necessary, only for Abraham's sake.